This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is Ed Sheeran time. It's going to be Ed Sheeran time a few times today. Oh, you were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go.
Bryn.
And when he loves this one.
I know he does.
Bryn.
He likes to howl right here.
415. Oh, boy.
Ow. Ow, ow, ow.
Ow. 415 says, you guys make it sound like Jane and Ed had an affair. Is that the story?
Oh, did they?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Wow, I didn't realize that Jane and Ed had an affair. That's exciting.
Jane is a pioneer music picker. Mm. I think that's the title on her business card.
Pioneer music picker?
Yeah. And she's
a PMP. She's a pimp.
She fingered him.
What?
Early in his career, she knew that guy was going to be something.
Good one.
What?
Her PMP hand is strong with the fingering.
Right.
Yep. Sometimes you just know.
Right.
So, anyway, Ed Sheeran's coming to town. It's August 21st, yeah?
It is, yes. I was just telling him. And, oh, I forgot to put the date on there.
At
it is
AT&T 21st. Park. Mm-hmm. We are the Ed Sheeran station because of Jane and the fingering. So, of course, we have tickets all day long. 9, noon, 3, and 5. This is your first chance. 800-400-3697. Caller number 97 right now gets Ed Sheeran tickets. You lucky dog. Call us up.
E-B-I. Dancing in the dark. You between my arms.
All right, our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from
you. Favorite songs.
May I please?
Sure, I guess. Right. I mean, or you could sing along with us, Vinny.
I don't really.
He doesn't want to have fun, Sarah.
That's not my thing.
Metallica.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Master.
707 says, sounds like Hamsterdam on the wire.
Hamsterdam?
Hamsterdam is where, I don't know if that it was called that, but I remember that on the wire, the show sort of jumped the shark.
Oh.
And it was when the police chief had this brilliant idea to just let the druggies do their thing and put them in a certain space to do their thing. So he gave him a part of town and said, stay here.
Really?
And so it was like sanctioned lunacy to protect everyone else in the town from these crazies.
Weird.
So it was so unbelievable, though, the way the thing played out, that a show that had sort of a gritty realist thing going on just went kooky.
Oh.
And he went, what the hell? Just
what season
happened?
Is that? So I know to stop.
It's like season 3. It's such a great series and great show.
Does it ever come back from that?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But it was unfortunate where that went because it did definitely go. You just kind of went, okay.
Mm.
Anyway, this is about the needle safe.
Yeah. Safe needle injection
sites in San Francisco, which could be the first in the U.S., look like they're going to get approval here in San Francisco.
Well, might as well try it.
925
right?
says they're fantastic at stopping the spread of hepatitis and HIV. 408 says the safe space also provides a safe needle exchange to help reduce the spread of HIV and hepatitis. 925 says safe injection sites are hugely successful in Europe. That's great.
great.
If they work, that is great.
We'll try anything. You know, people are sticking all over the streets.
We talked about this recently. You know, they tried to get a shelter here in downtown, and they couldn't get people to go to it because the people were like, well, first of all, I have a dog.
Right.
And I want to bring all my stuff.
Yeah.
And
my safety.
Yeah. Yep. And there's so much trouble to get someone to, we're giving you a place to stay. Just come on in. And people don't want it. So it's hard to know what's going to work and what isn't. If this works, that's great. Mm-hmm. And if they can reach out to these people and get them sobered up, that'd be great too.
And Vinny, most of those places, do they, like, you have to leave at 7 a.m. and you can't come back till 7 p.m. or something along those lines?
Oh, the
that's
shelters?
That's a homeless thing,
yeah,
but I'm not sure.
Different from,
the shelter in Santa Cruz, right there at the entrance of Santa Cruz, they kick everyone out in the morning and everyone lays around on the street outside the place waiting for them to get back in.
Yikes.
It is awful. It's awful. It's such a bummer. And I know that people are like, but they're humans. I get it. I'm not saying it's just they just come right outside the entrance of the place and then just pitch camp.
Yeah, and no place to go.
If you're going to the Costco, you're driving past at least 50 people and all their stuff all over the street waiting to get let back in. It's a bummer. And I don't know the answer. So I'm sure that that's the way that's going to stay. 443 says, between Hooman singing, she's got the look, and Sarah's rendition of Slipknot song, LMAO, we peaked.
Did I do a rendition of a Slipknot song?
No.
Yeah,
you didn't do anything.
Oh,
even...
I did do a rendition of a Slipknot song.
Nothing even close to
I
what...
I killed it.
No.
What is he saying?
I regret. Okay. Yay, we're finally getting a ginger emoji. I hope she has freckles like me.
Aw, I hope so too.
One of the main points of the safe injection site is to provide clean needles and reduce needle sharing and transmission of disease. Also, with the number of opioids that are on the street, to be able to have immediate treatment in case of OD.
Just a tragic God. There is no easy answer, that's for sure.
No, I that's it. That's really it. I mean, even the homeless problem, it's like, I don't know.
Right. Smarter minds than ours are working on this problem.
And are baffled by it, too. Thanks for playing ABBA after you mentioned it, says 408.
Dancing Queen, I want to be your partner. Oh, that's not the one.
What?
Oh, this is the one. Take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
That's a good song. It's my favorite ABBA song.
Is it?
Yep.
Bless you. What's going on?
I'm like allergic to something in here. It's all dusty.
Why didn't you leave the mic on when you did that?
Yeah.
We want to hear what's doing.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm always like, Vaughn, I got a tissue in my hand. Get the camera off me.
I mean, zoom in.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Vaughn knows. Me and Vaughn have a thing.
Leaving after work in Rohnert Park, heading straight to a hotel in San Jose, taking the day off for the secret show. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. That's so exciting. Yeah, please don't make plans for tomorrow after the secret show. Let's have some fun. Come on. Yeah.
Come with some live bad advices, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We may not have... We are going to get a story that is so ratchet tomorrow. Yep. I cannot wait.
Yuzi has promised us a good one.
Riveted.
Yep. Rudy's going to be there.
Tease.
I know. Oh, yeah, she was supposed to do a tease today.
Today?
I think it's tomorrow, Lost 30.
No, I think she's going to tease us tomorrow.
Yeah, we can get a tease of her tease.
Today?
A tease of her tease.
Where'd
she go? Hey, Yuzi, come back for a tease of a tease.
I think she's yelling at the interns.
Have you yelled at any of our interns yet?
Well, I asked Roberto to clean out the first drawer of my desk to straighten it up. It's really messy.
Yeah.
Straighten it up.
It's a junk drawer.
He goes to the third drawer and throws away all my files.
Good interning.
Well, he's learning. He's trying his hardest.
Is he?
I think.
Doesn't sound like a very good listener, Roberto.
You got a point at the drawer. She goes, first means first. Who man?
Not the bottom drawer.
Yeah, not the bottom drawer. Not the last drawer. Not the third drawer. The first drawer.
Her tone has been annoyed after that.
Well, all her files got thrown out. So,
well, he's going through the trash now. And
oh, well, that's always fun.
I go, did you see my contract in there, by the way?
Oh.
What do you say?
No.
No, I just pulled it all out and threw it in the trash. Cleaned it out. Drawer's clean.
Why would I look at trash?
Right. So
we want a tease of a
mistake.
We want a tease of a tease for your tease tomorrow.
Yeah.
You said you'd tease us with the ratchet story.
Trailer for the trailer.
Yeah.
She's got a million of them.
You can't ask any questions right now.
Okay. Yeah.
It has to do with number 3 in 24.
All right, that's good enough. Thank you so much.
Number 3 in 24.
I know this one.
You do? What is it? What is it? What is
it? Let it go.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Let it go.
Do you think I want to get us in trouble and not get the story?
Let it go.
No. You're going to ruin it.
Number 3 in
24. Do you want to risk not hearing the story?
She's a record holder. You know this.
Oh. Oh, oh.
Durr.
Oh. I get it. Oh, I can't wait for the actual tease. I actually now get it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. As soon as you said record holder.
Right. 408 says, sell it to Japan. They like used underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they have vending machines where you can buy ladies' panties. Used chonies. Yeah.
Come on, turn it on.
How do I put this?
They're trendsetters there.
They are trendsetters. Mm-hmm. It's neat. I was surprised.
It's interesting.
That I found that to be useful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh.
Works. Who knew?
Johnny V's the trendsetter in our lives.
Yeah, he's way ahead of his time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a thing.
What do you mean that's a thing?
You're saying that's a thing. You go through your...
I'm saying that it's not something that I had done previously, but I have done it now, and it works. There's something to that.
Oh, well.
There really is.
Does your wife know about this?
I'm not married.
Her laundry?
But I have expressed a surprise. Like, that was surprisingly useful.
Uh-huh. Satisfying, Vin.
After she was like, oh my God, you're such a weirdo.
And you told your listeners about this. Oh, that's wonderful.
No, I don't think that she asked that. I'm sure she probably figured I would never say that on the air.
By the way, she never emailed me back yesterday, which is like one of the first times ever.
Oh, ever.
She must not have liked it. Just to remind you what I wrote, dear Christina, that's her name, by the way. Happy birthday. Can you please throw a birthday party / housewarming party in April for Vinny? Love the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. P.S. We've known him longer than you. P.P.S. Sarah made me write this.
Well, I didn't know about the P.P.S.
Oh, you didn't? I guess I must have slept.
You must have slept then.
Anyway,
all else fails, blame it on Sarah.
I can see that she's seen it. And she has not responded.
Maybe she's busy planning the party and getting an invite together.
Did you scold her last night, Vincent?
No.
Don't you answer that.
Don't yell at her, because then she gets mad at us.
She gets mad at us when she takes it out on us when you yell at her.
Oh, yeah, because I yell at her all the time. That's a big thing at my house.
Well, your voice.
415.
Kind of like always being yelled at.
You know what's funny?
I feel like you're yelling at me.
My daughter's gone, why are you mad? I'm like, I'm not mad. What is your problem?
Well, you're yelling at
me. Yeah, it sounds like to her that it's so funny. Vinny, I also used to listen to Metallica on my way to go surf before high school. On another note, you guys were talking about the 90s and the music last week. It made me realize I've been listening to your guys' show since back then. I used to think you were a dork, but now with your sobriety and perspective on this show, I actually find myself having a lot of respect for you.
Aww. You're right. Adorkable.
Hey, guys, what is the earliest time we can get to the secret show tomorrow? We'll be...
You can line up whenever you want.
Yeah.
I think the doors open at 11.
Doors open at 11.
But, there is seating, and it's a free-for-all, so if you want to be up front, then you should get there early.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how early you should get there, but...
Yeah, we can't really tell you what time to get there.
Yeah.
100 Harvey Weinsteins are better than one Woody Allen. Consenting adults versus child molestation, and every actor who worked with Allen.
I don't know.
Part
that there
of
were
the
a lot
Me
of
Too movement are hypocrites.
With Harvey Weinstein.
I don't know.
I'm glad I'm not in that business. Because I'd be like, I want to be in a Woody Allen movie, even though he's awful.
Omarosa isn't oblivious. She's very aware of herself and clearly has an agenda for everything. She's a snake and will slither her way into anything she wants.
I think she's a multiple personality. Like she's got like a real... She's a difficult person at best. I just don't want to be around people that you have to be on eggshells and like wonder what their reaction's going to be and be scared of. Like, I don't... Ugh.
I hate pajamas in public, says 408.
Yeah. I always think I'm jealous that the person's comfortable.
415 says, do you think Jane will be invited to Ed Sheeran's wedding?
I don't know.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that'll be close family and friends. I mean, I'm not saying they're not close
you
friends.
You think Taylor Swift
will
be invited to Ed Sheeran's wedding?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep. 925 says, yes, just like you invited a friend out for a steak dinner and he brings along people. Right, Vinny? Yeah. Just like that. Yep. Mm. Not only that, they showed up 30 minutes late all high.
Mm.
On top of it.
There was a few rudeness things in that.
Remember when Hooman brought
in
a bunch
incident?
Of random kids over?
We already talked
I
about
do.
That. Thanks for
I do remember
that.
Hooman's kind of famous for it. That's why I kind of wanted to say it on the air, because I'm going to have that 4th of July party. I'm kind of prepping Hooman for no.
I may not be there. Don't worry about it.
What? Why?
Yeah, you're the Hooman, games guy.
You're the games guy. We're getting a badminton set up just for you. Like, it's so funny. In our backyard, we're like, oh, Hooman will love this. Oh, we'll do this, and Hooman will love that. Like, we have all these things
we
set up.
We or you?
No, all of us.
John's like, oh, I bet Hooman will love this.
Hooman would come over our house when we used to have our badminton set up.
All the time.
He would come over and just play badminton with us, like, whenever. So, please.
Is the backyard going to be done by the 4th of July?
Yes.
Mm. Oh, she's knocking.
You have to knock on wood for that?
Jesus.
Well, I mean, there's still.
I say hire a bunch of people. Help
March,
help
April,
you.
May, June. I mean, this over 4 months.
Yeah.
It should be done.
Yeah.
Did Yuzette just 99. Say she got a facial on a date with Hooman?
Yep.
Sure did.
Oh, snap.
Hooman is an idiot. I'd be more mad if only he didn't look like the troll underneath the bridge with that bleep eater grin talking about full size models.
Oh, were they watching him on the Looking Glass or something?
Guess.
Hooman,
as he's smiling,
you don't look
right
like a
now.
Troll. You're very handsome.
Under
I think he
the
looks
bridge.
Very, very handsome in the picture.
Mardi Gras.
I think it's yesterday's picture, actually, the USA team Go USA one.
Uh-huh.
He looks very handsome in
you
that.
Mm.
Oh, you're dashing. Oh. You.
People are willing to donate $14,000 to a lost cause. Maybe my husband and I can get people to start donating $30,000 to buy donor eggs so we can start a family.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
The sunken boat couple has given us hope.
Hey, why don't you just set up a page? Start getting the word out there. It's what everyone's doing now. If you need money, ask other people for it. Go fund me. Go fund myself.
Hooman dogging that girl for gaining weight when he looks like he's over 60.
You're asking me what happened to the girl.
Over
60 I told
years
you.
Old?
I don't know why everyone's mad at
or
me.
Over 60 pounds.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her what to do with her life.
Leave him alone.
We don't even talk. So what is she up to now? I said, I think this is what she's up to.
I think she's up to about 200.
Great radio describing furniture.
Yay.
Dude, none of us knew who that French dude was.
She
What's
paid $700,000 for his couch. That's all we can do is describe it to you.
It didn't even look like a polar bear. Like a slug.
Good morning. I've been an everyday listener since 99. I've tried to make it to countless Alice events and have never been able to make one. Well, I'm leaving Cali this year, so I made a California bucket list, and meeting you guys was at the top of the list. Tomorrow, after 18 years.
18 years.
I will be checking y'all off the list. I'll see you at the secret show.
Make yourself known. Hooman will be walking around with a mic. We want to say hi to you. Make all your bucket list wishes come true.
415 says, Brandy has a podcast on...
Is it Brandy?
Podcast One Radio?
Brandy, the singer?
Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
I actually did go. You were my friend Brandy a has a podcast? No, it's...
Brandy Glanville.
Wait, Vinny, it's your cue. Wait, Vinny, it's here it is.
Brandy.
Oh! Yeah!
310 Glanville. Says... Maybe Hooman should give up abstinence for Lent.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a huge ask. I don't know if I'm ready for that. When you do that with somebody, you're sending them a message. It's never free. It comes at a cost.
It's never free.
You're paying emotionally. You're paying, like, it's just too much. I don't want the drama. It's not worth it. Is
it? Yeah.
Yeah,
I totally disagree.
Let me ask you a question.
We're out of time.
If you think about like what you miss about sex, what would you say it is? Do you miss?
I mean, obviously the connection, the closeness, the intimacy.
So the
of
talking
it is nice.
Afterward. That's what you miss the most.
Wow.
The cuddling. The
that's
after.
Nice. If it's with someone who you enjoy, yeah, you want to cuddle. Sometimes you just want to get the heck out of it.
You miss hitting the Coldplay and lighting the candles.
What's going on there?
Smashing pistachios so I can eat while you talk to me.
Oh.
Such a weird dude.
Yep.
You're always a surprise, Hooman.
Oh,
we got one live. That's amazing.
Anyway, that's all. Okay. Oh, texter.
I guess we are done after all. Hooman was right.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:48. I think we've been abandoned. Like, the lights are off in the other rooms, and nobody's hanging around. And
yeah, I thought we were supposed to be given information to tell people stuff.
Well, we're going to do that at 10. Clusterfest. We have the whole announcement for the lineup.
You mean at exactly 10?
Well, right around 10, yeah. I mean, as close as we can get it. I'm not...
I feel close.
Oh, no. 10. Oh. At least... It'll have to be at least 10, Vin. It has to be... It can't be announced until 10.
Oh.
And that's when the tickets for Clusterfest go on sale, too. Yes.
Oh. All right.
Yes, Vinny, yes.
Okay.
So, 10 o'clock, we'll still be here, and we'll give you the whole lineup, and it's interesting. It's Clusterfest. This is the second year that they're doing it, and there's some huge comedy names, and there's some huge bands, too.
Yeah, it's weird. You'd think you'd tell people well in advance of the ticket sale time so
apparently
that
not.
People would know what they're buying for, and
apparently
they'll run
not.
Right there to...
June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Civic Center Plaza and Bill Graham Civic Auditorium, presented by Comedy Central, and wait until you hear the lineup. You're going to freak out, man.
All right.
It's amazing.
All right.
So that's in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, tomorrow is our live Valentine's Day secret show. We're all going to head down to San Jose, and hopefully you've got tickets for that. And if
Can't
not,
wait.
Don't worry. You still get to listen to it without the bleeps. Thank
it's going
to
be
Entercom.
Fun, though.
It that's is. It's going to be a great time.
And Yuzi has a great story for us.
Yeah, she's promised us a doozy.
Well, she's
Yuzi's doozies.
The story she's bringing up, I'm surprised, because she told us she had a million of them, and then we've... The story she alluded to or teased us
with. We know
that
with. Story. We think we know it.
So there must be something that's happened more than she's told us.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought it was...
Well, you've always thought that, but she's always said this. So it's...
But she once said this.
No, you've always just added numbers to it.
Okay. Well, we'll see, won't
we?
We
will, because maybe...
I'm right.
Maybe you are.
I think I am.
Well, we'll find out. And I thought the story was going to be about the number.
How badly will you feel that all this time you've acted like I don't know what I'm talking about, but really I was the one listening the first time she told
the story. I won't feel that bad. I think if anyone feels bad, it'll be Yuzi for lying all these years.
All right.
You know?
Well, let's enjoy tomorrow as we're going to get to hear a great story at our secret show.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to give you the lineup for Clusterfuck.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.